Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
What happens next with the Louisville Improvisers?
Well, happy Record Store Day, everybody.
Yeah, walking the loop good. Was a good idea.
I think it was a great
idea. The vinyl crawl.
The vinyl crawl, yeah it's kind of... Yeah, we hit, you know, underground sounds, and mm-hmm. then...
What's on your list? How are you doing on your list?
Well, what I'm trying to get is that Phil Spector... The Christmas one. And then he... Well, there's a box set. You know what I mean? You know how
a box set of vinyl?
A box set of vinyl.
Yeah.
Well, actually, a box set of vinyl 45s.
Oh, you've been looking.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I have like three of them originally.
Chris.
What?
Huh.
I'm not
sure
that. Did you? What?
I found it. Tommy Two Tone.
Is that what you wanted?
The original?
Yeah.
The first one?
The first one.
Okay. Yeah, but Jenny's on the second one. Did you read the credits?
Flip it over.
Yeah, you want Tommy Two Tone 2.
Oh, shit.
That's all right.
It's good. No, it's good.
That's still a good one.
I mean, it's not worth anything, but it's you know, it's good.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Well, we're not waiting. We got to keep walking. We got to go to better days.
Okay, I'm looking for any Crystal Gayle.
And who isn't?
Right. Or any Mandrell Sisters.
Really?
Yeah, for my mom.
Okay. You can be honest. I mean, they're for you. That's fine.
I will make a tape of them before I send them off
for
Mother's
should.
Day.
You should. Yeah. All right. Well, good. Yeah. So I got the. Yeah. And I have the.
Chris, they didn't have it.
I thought you were looking for you. I own a copy of it.
Oh, can I borrow it?
What do you have a date tonight?
Yeah.
And her name is Jenny.
Dude, yeah.
She's heard it. Okay. She's heard it before.
Not her age. She hasn't.
Oh.
All right. Let's just. Okay, that's another conversation.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep walking. I'm kind of worn out. Okay, let's
just get some coffee.
Let's get some coffee.
Is there a place to in Louisville?
You know what's the weird thing about Louisville?
Hmm.
I mean, coffee, right?
Yeah.
Is it that hard? I mean, I know Highland Coffee.
Yeah.
Is there another one?
There's a Starbucks near the nail place.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I'm not going there.
Why?
Well,
they gave you the color that you asked for. You pointed to the bottle. Why?
No.
You pointed to the bottle. Last sandal season.
I distinctly said fire engine red.
But that's not what you pointed to.
And they don't speak English, Chris.
Well, they broken.
All right. Well, anyway, let's get some coffee, man.
Like your toenails.
Hey, yeah. Look who that is.
Holy shit. I know who that is. Hold on.
What?
Well, no, I don't want to startle him. JK!
That's me.
Yeah, hey, Chris Anger, Louisville Improvisers. How are you, Daddy-O?
I'm good. Where did you all come from?
We came from record stores.
Originally?
Guess, yeah.
Originally, my mom and dad. I'm sorry, is this thing on?
Because you weren't there, and then suddenly you were there.
It was, dude, yeah. It's like you were there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me. We try to be as stealthy as...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're walking. We're just record store day, man.
Are you celebrating?
I'm sorry. I've been to several, and none of them have anything that I have. Everything I want is out of print. Is what I find out. You know,
Crystal Gayle.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I do, and you can't find stuff because I've been hunting for vinyl. Harry Nilsson. Pussycats.
Yep.
The one he made with John Lennon.
Yep.
Dude, try and find that.
Well, there's a theory out there that the machines that make vinyl that they don't have them, many of them anymore. So that's an opportunity that should be something.
It's a missed opportunity.
Maybe we should all like quit our jobs and make vinyl.
Design something.
You know?
Yeah.
The Henry Ford of.
Well, it is true. It is true because, because I like to buy vinyl if I can. And that's what one of the guys told me a few years ago, that there's like, and I don't know if this is true or an accurate number, like two or three pressing plants in the country.
Correct. Correct. There was I read a story recently of a Canadian company that spent like $8 or $9 million on an original press that they pulled out of West Africa. That's totally dilapidated, but it's like one of the originals, and so that's where it's at right now. So this could be an opportunity for us.
Okay. You know? I mean, well, you're an idea man anyway.
Has anybody been to Terre Haute? Because that's where they used to do the Columbia House Records. My cousin worked for there, and so they pressed all the records there. Yeah. For Columbia House. I wonder if it's still there.
Yeah, road trip.
Let's do it. Get coffee.
Let's get some coffee. Let's get loaded up on
Chris, I'll go ahead and get coffee. What do you need?
Just a double espresso.
Okay. Brian?
Oh, gosh.
The same?
Yeah.
Double decaf macchiato?
Yes, a double decaf macchiato.
With some Cool Whip on the top.
On the side.
He likes it on the side.
Yeah, he likes it on the side.
Anyway, and Ready Whip, please.
Yeah. Okay,
not Ready Whip, yeah. I don't.
Okay. Okay, you need anything?
Yerba mate, man.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, sounds good. So, anyway, I think this is fortuitous that we ran into you because Forecastle is going to be coming up soon.
It's coming up 90 days to Forecastle very, very soon.
And first of all, I think it's great that you're having a comedy tent this year, so we're pretty fired up that we're going to be headlining.
We got a whole stage for you, by the way. That was supposed to be a secret, though. You weren't supposed to say that on the air.
I'm going to delete this
podcast.
Well, the way things have been going, this may not come out until after Forecastle anyway. So it's a 50-50 shot, I think we're good there in terms
there
of...
I'll just start cursing right now, and then you have to stop the.
Yeah, that was shut it out. We've already gotten taken off the Home and Family Network, so I think we're good.
Yeah.
So now I guess
slurs.
We're improvisers, you know. So yeah, that's great. This is the first time you've had comedy at the festival, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's been something we've talked about forever, and we just didn't have the right group.
You know,
a lot of times it just comes down to having the right group to make anything happen, and then we bump into you, and then it's just
timing is everything.
Timing's everything. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to it, and obviously, and we appreciate letting us curate it too, because we got some great ideas.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, there's a Korean improv group that we played with in. It was Schenectady at the Schenectady Laugh Fest. And they were fantastic.
LAFFF.
Yeah. It was three F's. Because, two F's is funny, but three F's is funnier. And so we're looking forward to that. And so this is great. Well, now, I remember.
Were we doing something with like 3D, like Google Glass, like 3D goggles or something for you all too? Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Did you bring a pair with you, Chris?
Yeah. Well, I've just got I have the kind. Well, hold on. Let me get them.
Yeah.
Let me get
it. That's what's going to take it to a whole new level, That's what's going to make it a bigger stage next year and a bigger one the year after,
Yeah.
So improv. Like, we're supposed to, improv, we're supposed to innovate.
Yes.
And
this is shit, dude. This was a great day for all of us, because you're an idea man. Because you started out in fucking Tyler Park, and now you're down taking over the waterfront. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And now comedy?
Yeah. My hypothesis here is once we had comedy, it would be bigger than Waterfront Park, And we'll just have to have like a section of the state, we're just going to have our own zip. We're going to have our own zip code.
Yeah.
And just take over a whole county. Let's think about that for a second. County.
Think about it.
You can't even cross the border line. You have to pay a fee just to get in the line.
You can. Yeah. Just put a zip. We don't even need a zip code. It's just Forecastle Comedy.
Yeah.
It'll
get there. Yeah.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
They'll walk it there.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's fantastic. Which county? Henry County?
I don't know about Henry County.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to arm ourselves, I think.
Well, you're a prudent man. Yeah. Because you grew the right way. You didn't just one day you were there.
Yeah.
But
and we're okay, guys, drinks.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
All right, Brian, here you go. Yep. Chris, there. JK. Yerba mate.
It's good.
Ready Whip.
Yeah, on the side. On you the have side. A little cup right there. Thank you.
And a spoon.
I will have that later.
And your straw.
Thank
you. Yeah, I need a straw.
Okay. You've got a, here's a straw for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I actually didn't want iced.
But still wanted a straw.
Yeah, I drink it with a straw. Is that a problem?
No, it's fine.
I'm through apologizing.
Take mine. Mine's hot. Here, you take mine. I'll take the iced one.
Yeah, but I wanted a new straw, not your straw.
No, not the straw, the iced.
Okay.
Everybody good?
We're good. Okay.
Good. Well, anyway, dude.
We're in.
The comedy
tent?
Yeah, it's in, it's on, and it's already grown.
We haven't shared our hologram idea yet, though.
There's too many surprises coming out right now. Like we already shared not only the concept but also the 3D glasses for this year. You know, the hologram was
talked about that. I just closed the deal with Google for the. I had got a whole bunch of the glasses for really cheap.
Got it.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, so we can pass them out. We got a great deal on them. They weren't using them. They weren't selling. So
We might as well talk about the Dave Matthews DJ set then.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If we're going to talk about the holograms and
there are no secrets between us.
Come on. I mean, we go way back. We actually opened for Dave Matthews once.
Yes, we did.
Back in the day. Yeah, it was a little club.
The Renfro Valley
The music
club down there.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was good. It was little Jimmy Dickens, Dave Matthews, and Carlene Carter. It was Jesus. It was huge.
And Guy Ferreri was there, too.
He
was tailgating.
He was cooking out of his trunk. He was just, it was fantastic. I mean, I had no, that was before he was Guy.
That was a golden era.
Right.
Jesus, you know?
Right. Was it 82, 83?
Oh, later than that.
Well, when did Carlene pass?
She didn't pass. Dude, she just stopped returning your calls. She's still alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Really?
She just made a record, last year.
Damn.
She played Louisville. She was just here, yeah. Live one. Our old friend Laura Shine?
Yes.
You know Laura.
I very well. Yes.
She has to say that every time.
Very well. like he's implying.
Yeah.
I'm not implying anything. I've just known him for a long time.
Okay. Very well.
I mean, I'm
just, you don't know her better than I do.
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anybody better than you do.
Well, you got to get out more.
I really do.
Because this is a people business.
But there's so much work that needs to be done at the mansion. JK hasn't been at the mansion lately.
What's the mansion?
Well, we have a Louisville Improvisers Manor. It's out in southwest Louisville on the river, just past Rubbertown.
Yep. Really?
Yeah, we got a great price on the land.
It's like the Heisman Trophy, in the Heisman Trophy mansion that they have on the commercial.
That's not far away.
It's not, okay.
No, it's not.
It's actually on the other side of the river, the Heisman Trophy, but we can see it.
If we
go on the roof.
Yeah.
If you get on the roof, you can see it.
And we'll be up there for our Thunder Party tonight. Yeah. You're welcome to.
And I'll be by there. All means, you I'll know. Be there. Yeah, yep. yeah. Bring you know, bring by. Anybody you want. And now, in terms of the emceeing for the forecastle, are all the slots filled? Because we're looking forward to because we're friends with My Morning Jacket. I mean, obviously you are too, and we have a personal relationship, so I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yeah. What are you saying here? The comedy. I thought we were just confining to the comedy tent, and now we're. We're letting too much out of the bag here. There's not going to be any surprises.
Well, I mean, we'll be there. Obviously, this is.
What about the laser show too? I thought there was going to be a laser show.
Well, there is. There is. We're going to do Laserium.
Okay.
Remember Laserium? We're bringing it back.
Yeah.
And we have the rights to the Swedish version of Dark Side of the Moon.
Fantastic.
Because we can't play. We can't afford. Yeah. We don't have Pink Floyd money.
Yeah,
so we got.
You gonna play the Wizard of Oz during that too? Is that part of it too?
So you've obviously seen it. Yeah.
But the Swedish version.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, they don't.
That'll be the East Coast debut, the Midwest debut of that.
And the East Coast debut.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we talk about letting cats out of the bag. I mean, look, we're all professionals here, right?
We saw it at Burning Man a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But that was the original out there.
Got it.
Well, we saw it. We didn't steal the idea. We had the idea before we saw it. And then, I'd already talked to the Swedes.
Yeah, the Swedes. But see, it was like a workshop production out there.
Right.
You know, there weren't that many people.
Right.
It's not like Forecastle.
Nothing is. And other than us, are there going to be any other big surprises for Forecastle this year?
Well, yeah, I think we've let most of them out of the bag here, but we could spend the rest of the time, just talking about the 10 years of secret surprise guest appearances.
Yeah. Who was your favorite?
Holograms. Well, let's talk about Holograms for a sec. Mm-hmm. I think that's an interesting. conversation. So you had mentioned you had a certain some comedians you were going to bring back,
right?
Yeah. Some dead comedians.
Yes. Strictly dead ones.
Yeah.
Or you want
Red Fox?
Red Fox. Yeah.
Mums Mabley.
Mm-hmm. And we got.
Are others, right?
But there are.
We were brainstorming a list last night.
No. Okay, I mean
Toadie Fields. Okay. With. First half of her set with the leg, second half without.
Yeah, because that's the big. Nice. Well,
it's cheaper.
That's a fucking secret, okay?
Yeah.
Because people think they're going to get Toadie. They're going to go, which Toadie?
Which Toadie? Yeah. Yeah.
Show up and find out, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think she was personally funnier without the leg.
Who isn't?
But they're not all just dead black comics from the 70s.
Well, Toadie Fields is an old Jewish woman. Right. But I mean she. I know if you. Like, you all you
oh,
have
I was
is.
Thinking a, of, Tootie from Facts of Life.
No, I don't even know her.
She's not dead.
Well. I mean,
no, she just stopped returning your calls.
So, what about Sophie Tucker?
No. The estate wouldn't let her go.
They wouldn't?
No. They wanted Red Fox money.
And we had to give Red Fox the Red Fox money.
No, Red Fox has the Red Fox money.
And then
we got Shecky Green.
Shecky Green.
Yeah. And we had a whole Vegas contingent. Mm-hmm. Then we got, all right, and here's the deal.
Half of the Rat Pack?
Well.
Which half?
Sammy. We got Sam.
And Peter Lawford. We didn't get the good half, but.
we got the half we could afford.
That's right.
Yeah.
The outer half.
And, knock on wood, maybe Joey Bishop. Maybe.
Who told my favorite joke when I was a little kid.
Uh-huh. What, you want to tell us?
Yeah, the little German boy who named all the cars. And everybody would go to him for naming cars. He named all the Chryslers. He named all the Fords. And so this new Japanese company came to him, and they said, we need a name for a car, and we need the name next week. And he looks up and goes, Datsun?
Yeah.
Sorry you had to hear that, JK.
No.
I'm sorry. Everyone did.
Alec, people are leaving.
It's record store day.
Yeah, they're shopping.
Why would you do that?
I didn't say it was a great. It was a great joke when I was nine.
Right.
And I stayed up and watched the Tonight Show.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's cool. No, that's great. Yeah.
We're gonna live stream. Your whole stage. We're gonna live stream.
Thank you, and thank you for doing that.
Or there's gonna be a pay per view option for $79.99. You could do that too.
So, yeah, that's great.
So you get on a delayed stream, or you get the live pay-per-view.
Right.
But it's,
a simulcast?
I talked to our lawyers the other day. They were really good negotiations with you guys. Yeah. I think they went very smoothly.
Yeah.
I just got a text.
Yeah.
Joan Rivers.
Really?
From Joan?
Yeah. She's in.
Okay.
She's texting you?
That's great. Well, see, that's the kind of access we have to the dead. I mean, Because, you know, you go through people.
Yeah, the dead are expensive, too. They're more expensive than the living.
Try and get Elvis.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's why this is going to be such an epic set.
Yeah.
You know,
we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, we're fired up.
This is a lengthy set. It's fair to say that this is really a lengthy set.
Well, the lasers provide a good segue in between the holograms and Dave Matthews DJ set. And
Guy Ferrari. Are we actually going to be going against the Dave Matthews DJ set?
No.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's the secret headliner.
Okay. Yeah.
Chris wants to go on at dawn and do the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
I'm not mocking it. I think it's a great idea. It's just that it's been done once before. But
yeah, but in 1969.
I know.
Okay. Half to two-thirds of the people that are coming to Forecastle probably weren't even born in 1969, were they?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. This is fresh.
Yeah.
This is fresh.
We may think these holograms are really cool, but, you know, there may be like five people in there. You know, so that's why you have the Dave Matthews DJ set and Guy Ferrari and Chumbawamba and, you know, some
Chumbawamba.
Stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should I let that out of the bag, too?
No, that's cool. Yeah. We're ready.
We're ready to thump some tubs again.
Yeah. It's about time. Yeah.
The Proclaimers, aren't they on your old stage,
too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay.
All right. I'm letting too much out of the bag.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like, I didn't even know they were actually a done deal. Mm-hmm. To the Proclaimers.
We had one of them.
Yeah.
A Proclaimer.
Well, yeah, I heard they weren't even talking. I thought they were the Everly Brothers.
Yeah, they're two rival groups now.
There's the Proclaimer.
Spelled like a Claymore mine.
Well, I was just saying the Proclaimer, you know, like, not plural.
No, a single.
Yeah,
single Proclaimer.
Because then it raises the question, which Proclaimer?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were twins anyway.
Where they are?
I think they are. They sure looked alike.
Definitely, I think they're twins.
Conjoined.
They were two. They were formerly conjoined twins, and that's why they were so good together.
Mm-hmm.
Now I guess you had a chance to look at our rider.
Yeah, it's We'll see. You know, there's this secret in the industry where we just kind of circle the whole rider, and we put to be fulfilled based upon budget. So your whole rider is always, we're not saying we can do the Bentley that you requested to be pulled up in and the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and all of that. But we're not saying we're not going to do
we'll
it.
We'll take
so
the Buffalo.
You won't know until the actual day.
You know? All right. That's fair. I realize this is a tough business.
Yeah.
And you play hardball, obviously, so that's cool. I mean, it doesn't need to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Buffalo
cheerleader.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Well, we want a professional cheerleader. Not some chick from U of L.
Toronto Argonauts.
No.
Wait. Hey.
The Argonauts. They're hot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, they ain't the Rough Riders, but they're good.
No, and there's nobody like the Saskatchewan Rough Rider cheerleaders.
With the Montreal Alouettes.
Alouette. Shanti Alouette.
Talk about a cheerleader. Ooh la la. So how are we on what's your hummus budget?
That's another TBD item there.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's no surprise you've gotten where you have.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're actually, aside from the comedy tent, you can't promise us anything else.
No.
I mean, we're showing up with the holograms. And
we're paying for the lasers, though.
We got the software.
Dude, we got the glasses. You get the lasers. That was part of the original deal.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to keep pay-per-view rights, and then we'll toss the hummus.
Okay.
And Jack,
I think that's a great deal.
You're going to keep the
pay-per-view. Yeah, he keeps pay-per-view. We get our hummus.
And we'll throw in Jack White's guacamole as well. So there you go.
Dude, let's fucking shake on this right now.
Right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Right there.
Jack White's guacamole. All right, you had me at Jack White, and then when you said guacamole, I'm like, motherfucker.
Does Meg come with it?
No, Meg, I wish she did. I miss Meg.
We'd have to negotiate the international broadcast rights.
To get Meg?
Yep. I need the foreign rights.
Okay.
To the stream.
All right, okay.
All right. Think about
that one for a bit.
We're done thinking
about
it. We got time. No, I'm not. No, I mean...
How about if we'll give up Europe, but we keep...
Not Asia.
Not Asia. We keep Asia.
Is Asia... Asia's playing?
Yes.
Yeah, they're a hologram.
Well, yeah.
They're one of our few live holograms.
Well, we had Jeff Foxworthy, too.
Hey, okay. You were talking about bad jokes that you remember?
Yeah. What's yours?
This one Jeff Foxworthy joke. I mean, I never paid. He was on TV, and he said, well, he said one joke that I never forgotten. Probably the funniest thing he ever said. You know, the whole, you might be a redneck. Remember. If you've ever been accused of lying through your tooth, you might be a redneck. Nobody?
No.
It's like my cousin did that all the time.
Well, I told you not to invest with him. That's I fucking. Know. You flushed that money down in the drain.
I know.
Okay,
I
told you. But okay, that's cool. That's cool. No, this is. I'm fired up. And you reminded me. I actually owe Meg White an email.
Well, she's not returning your calls, is she?
No, but I got her email address. I just got it.
Is it a Hotmail address?
It's an AOL address.
No.
Is that a problem?
No.
No, not a problem at all, Chris.
Dude, wait, no, what? Huh?
It's probably not active. She probably never looks at it. She probably gives that address to people she doesn't want to hear from.
Like those websites that you get access to. Use your old email. You don't do that?
Will you guys give me a minute?
No.
Oh. I'm going to go use the bathroom. I'll be right back.
No, I...
It just
okay.
It just give me a minute.
Okay.
All right. God.
Yeah.
I gotta pee.
Every record store day.
Yeah.
Every he's like record this all store the time. Day. Somehow he gets his hopes up too high.
He does.
He gets excited about things like this.
Hey, and I have to clean out his spam folder and all of his folders because he puts his own email address for all those porn sites. You know, so I spend at least an hour every day. So every day.
An hour every day.
I have to in the morning.
That's an excessive amount of spam porn.
Yeah. He gets,
and when you say spam porn, you literally mean spam porn.
Porn, right. Yeah. It's a lot of Asian, South Asian sea
eating
stuff.
Each other.
Right. You know, Polynesian.
Spam, right. Rubbing it all over.
Spam and sweet, ponies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Hey.
Yeah, you're back.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I just need to get splash
okay?
of water
so,
on my face.
So Meg's probably not going to be there.
You splash some water on your face.
Yeah, I'm good.
Freshen up.
Yeah. I just need to clear my head.
Hey, we'll take you out after this and get you a mani-pedi.
Okay, we're going to a different place. Somebody that knows their colors, okay?
Okay.
All right?
We won't go back to that one on Bardstown Road.
No. It's bullshit.
Okay, don't worry about it. We'll take care of you, all right?
Yeah, it's like the nail Bermuda Triangle.
Brian, did you get the car?
No, I left a message with the guy.
You still haven't picked up the car?
Ricky still has the car?
It's 3 weeks now.
It's derby season, he said.
Okay. Anyway.
All right,
JK. So
I was counting on the, what was it, a Bentley and the rider?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, apparently that's like not a done deal yet.
I think it was originally three Bentleys.
Yeah, it was.
One for each of you.
Right.
And I cut it down to one.
Okay.
Because I'm environmentally friendly and I want you to carpool together.
It's not like the first time we've ever shared a Bentley.
No. Yeah, it's going to be.
Well.
We've never actually been in a Bentley before.
He was being metaphorical. I got it.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, dude, this is how you do business, okay? You just showed our hand. God. Okay. It's called hardball, motherfucker.
Okay. Sorry. Once again, I should leave all the negotiations to you.
Yeah. Dude, we were this close to all three of us.
Can I have your phone?
Yeah, just take my phone.
I have to clean out your spam folder.
No. All right, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I keep getting these weird emails. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Maybe your identity's been hacked. Has that ever happened to you before?
Well, what time is it? Yeah, it's happened to me like three times this year. It's just weird, you know? You get on these sites, and then all of a sudden, it's kind of like you get caught in this loop, and... you know, I mean, a lot of these things you can't even get on until you give them your social security.
They call it a loop. I think it's called a tribe.
A tribe.
It's a tribe.
Well, I guess you know where from you speak. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a man of the world.
I Not a lot about tribes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Forecastle's kind of a tribe. Is that your tribe?
That's true. It's one of my tribes.
What are your others?
What are your other tribes?
Many tribes. So, you know, I do a lot of traveling, a lot of world traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have a Nordic tribe.
Oh,
you know,
mm-hmm. Canadian, you know, Nordic,
a Viking tribe.
We have a Nordic track at the.
We gotta get that.
Nordic track.
I'll put it together. I'll put it together for you tomorrow.
It was from Denmark.
Yeah,
we got it on eBay.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
So what else? What other kind of tribes? You got a Nordic tribe?
Nordic tribe, South African tribe, mm-hmm. Brazilian tribe, Guatemalan tribe. I've been around.
Yeah?
I stay away from Asia, though. Those the tribes there, they don't.
There's the flu.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like it's the Asian dog flu right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I kind of think it might get to people, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I got mad cow.
You did?
Yeah, it was ugly. Yeah.
After that barbecue we had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when the meat wasn't all the way cooked.
Well, they said it's not done. And I said, I'm hungry, so it's done.
You were in such an angry period then.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I was just really hungry. You know how it is, my blood sugar.
I know.
It's just rebellious.
We were at O'Charlie's.
Well, too, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We were at O'Charlie's.
Yeah.
And you made the server, he was practically, well, in tears.
Well, I mean, if that's all it takes to get him in tears, he's in the wrong business. I said, I don't care if it's ready. Bring me what the fuck you got. And he came. He dropped a tray on, and he was crying. He had tears in his eyes. I said, thank you.
He thought he'd never see you again. Thought that was it.
He assumed wrong.
Maybe you're not even here right now. Maybe you're a hologram.
Right now. Stop.
There goes that surprise.
What you doing? What you doing?